What's up, Mob Scene? This is SKN, Strictly for the Music Podcast. I hope you come on, get your music, promote it, get it plugged in for all the audience to hear. Man, this is going to be epic, dog. I appreciate your time, man. Much love. Salute.
A beat, and it was, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Remember? I be Joe, coming with a blow. Coming with the hatchet, and you better know. That a guy,
that's a remix, but yeah. You remember how the original go?
Remember you came back and you sent it to me and I was like, okay, I know who Wu-Tang Clan is. And then after Wu-Tang Clan, we found out who ICP was.
That was like 36 Chambers. Well, I came up on Wu-Tang Clan, but my bro, like, he would bump, you know, he bumped the Thug Love, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Tupac song. Remember, I got Thug Love, bump my Nationwide Posse, and then like, chick, chick. I thought that was like the craziest shit when I was like, bro, no lie, I had to be like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
Because when I heard that shit, man, I fucking lost it, dude. I was just a kid. But I thought it was funny as fuck. Then especially when they rap fast, like Busy Bone, like, I didn't know they was actually saying shit. And I'm like, I didn't know how gangster it actually was.
Yeah.
I was just listening to it. Like, I was just being babysat by my older brother. And, like, they were passing 40s and blunts around. I was in the middle in the back. Fucking my brother was driving. Or, you know, he'd be sitting next to me sometimes. That's what it was. Because my mom was a nurse, remember?
Yeah.
And then, like, my sister was only 3 years older than me. And she would stay at my Aunt Tanya's house. And then Aaron, he was at Job Corps.
Yeah.
And my mom was, like, you know, she was single at the time. So, you know, I was just, you know, doing my own thing.
So, Aaron was a G.
Kind of, a little bit, but he was the first to listen to, like, Wu-Tang Clan around here.
Around here, yeah.
Yeah.
So, he was
yeah.
like me bringing Travis Scott around here.
Kids he said he was the first to get the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers because he went to Job Corps over at Pine Ridge. And we had a cedar burner at the time, remember?
Yeah.
So, we would make copies of it as soon as it came out. And then this was when it was transitioning from cassette tapes to CDs.
Yeah.
Remember? Because ICP was blowing up at the same time, too. So we were just now tapping into that realm, too.
But that was the Saintsy Brothers, too, that was tapping into me.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Saying, you like rap? And I was like, yeah, I like rap. Who do you like, Wu-Tang or Eminem? And I was like, I like Wu-Tang.
Fucking Wu-Tang.
Then it was like, well, what the fuck? You don't like Eminem? I was like, I don't know who the fuck Eminem is. Well, yeah. Listen to ICP, then.
Yeah.
And that's where ICP came from. And that's how ICP came about, because it's like, don't listen to Eminem. Even though Eminem was a god, they just didn't, it was just biased.
That's how things were in our town. That's how, like, the culture was.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you'd get bullied for listening to Eminem low-key. I bought fucking Eminem, Marshall Mathers LP 2. I remember, because fucking the reason I remember was because these two Detroit fucking rappers were so fucking big at the time. Like, their beef was so fucking sick. They got featured in a heavy metal magazine.
Yeah.
It was called Circus. Do you remember Circus magazine?
Yeah.
Circus magazine. Okay, so remember, I started out as a metalhead when I really got hard into music. And I was like, yeah, I remember you bringing up the rap.
Oh, yeah, because you always like fucking... That's where your rap name comes
Slipknot.
From.
Yeah,
that's where
your rap name... Scene, yeah, from Marilyn
Manson.
Yeah, dude.
Marilyn,
like,
Manson.
Everything about...
Primer 55.
Primer
fucking,
55.
What the fuck is this one guy's called?
Disturbed. Slipknot.
Disturbed. There's even more...
Slipknot. Korn.
Korn. There's even
Orgy.
More... Orgy. Orgy is even faggier, motherfucker.
Fucking Limp Bizkit.
You was all about
Deftones.
Them.
Deftones. Dude, I was all about all that heavy
you
metal
had
shit.
All them guys.
Mudvayne.
And I was fucking all about Wu-Tang.
You're all
Bone
about rap
Thugs.
Music. R. Kelly.
No,
I'm just kidding. Ja Rule.
No.
But the rap music. Oh, DMX.
DMX. Nigga, I was about DMX, bro.
And then you're like, dog, Mr. X. And remember you guys would be barking around and shit. Oh, oh.
Ow, ow. Yeah. Me and Sean.
Oh, yeah. And then like, not gonna lie, but then, like, Rockefeller start coming up. You know, Jay-Z and shit. And that shit, you know. The fucking rock of fucking... Like, all that shit start popping off, you know. Early 2000s, which was cool. Oh, and then, was that the Hot Boys? And then, Cisco. Remember, Cisco had the thong song.
Yeah.
So it was like a lot of one hit wonders. And, but remember, too, Jay-Z was like hot coming up and shit. And then, like I said, like, remember, I started out heavy metal, bro. I had a guitar. Remember, I had my own amp and shit.
Fuck yeah.
I was like watching Linkin Park music videos, trying to learn their shit. And you guys would be like, fuck, rap with us. And I'd be like, nah. I'm destined to be a fucking guitarist in a heavy metal band. You know, that was my dream. That was my dream, you know. Yeah. I hate to laugh at it now because it's like, it's kind of sad that I gave up on that shit, you know. But like, dude, look at where I'm at now with this rap shit, you know. It's crazy. And it's like, yeah, and it's all come back from Bone Thugs, Tupac, Wu-Tang, DMX, Coolio, all that shit.
I'm gonna piss on your fire hydrant, care?
Yes, sir.